Episode 2971, When You Don't Have All the Answers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and it is time for you to lead your everyday and take a step into what God has in store for you, even when you don't have all the answers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, it's tough when you don't have all the answers, and yet you still need to make those decisions. Uncertainty paralyzes your actions, and it puzzles the mind. So take what you don't know and make it a strength. I know you're thinking, Christiane, you've totally fallen off the deep end. Yes, maybe a little bit, but I want you to look at things differently. Every day is a new day. If you're one who wants to be somewhere different than where you are now, you have to be willing to go the extra mile. And sometimes that mile requires doing things with simple, small answers that really don't allow you to see the whole picture of what you're wanting. Frustrating, I know. It's like walking in the fog. You can only see as far as your foot steps. So don't let uncertainty rule your day. Drop the dominoes. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Drop the dominoes. Okay, now who would have thought we'd be talking about dominoes? Now, I wasn't one who played with dominoes the traditional way. Oh no, I was the creative one. I took them and, I don't know, formed my own games out of them. I can just remember the black rectangle, shapes with the little white dots in them and just how they would feel. And I actually remember finding them first at my grandmother's house. She had them in this big, huge closet that I would open up, and the doors were as tall up to the ceiling. I mean, they were huge. Of course, I was a little girl, so everything was, you know, much bigger. They felt like they were like 20 feet. They were probably only like 8 or 9 feet doors, but they were very, very tall. And I would open up those doors, and there would sit the precious box of dominoes. And I did my best to bring them out, but you know what? They were so old because they were dominoes that they played with when they were kids. And so the edges of the boxes were falling apart. They'd been taped over and over and over again, but it was so fun because it was like something special. But then what would happen? I would get it out and all of a sudden crash on the floor and all the dominoes dropped. Sometimes in life, we just have to deal with where the dominoes fall. And we don't always have a choice, but we can look at what we know and move forward. So what does it really look like when you drop the dominoes and you're talking about uncertainty, right? Because you don't know where they're going to fall. Even if you place them in a line, have you seen those big, huge competitions where they line all of them up? They're standing up tall and then they just push one and then they have this really cool thing. I've seen them. They've even had television shows about them. It's really cool. But let me tell you, when I try to set it up, does it always work that way? Yeah, no, I'm not a good trickster. I can line them up where they all fall down nicely, but I can't make them do loops and send a ball rolling. Yeah, I did not ever get into that. Obviously, that's why I'm not an engineer. But what I can do is say, when you drop the dominoes, what does it do to your mind? How does it affect your heart? What does it do to the rhythm of your day? Because ultimately, that's what's happening. We can't get things done if we get stuck. And that feeling of stuck differs for everybody. For some people, it truly paralyzes them. Like, they cannot do anything else. They can't go and look online. I mean, they are detached from everything. For others, it's like, well, I'm stuck, so I'm just going to go play and go chase this other thing, right? It's like squirrel. Whoa, how about over here? Whoa, how about over there? No, we need to stay focused and driven. So when the dominoes drop, what do we do? How can we really come away with something better than what we went in with when you don't have all the answers. Number one, embrace the unknown. The unknown is scary, right? We know this, but it also can be exciting. It's an adventure. Instead of focusing on what you don't know, focus on what you can learn. Embrace the uncertainty as an opportunity to grow and be open to new experiences and perspectives. This is your time to learn and shine. Uncertainty breeds opportunity. Number two, break it down. Oh yeah, let's break it down. Break it down on a Monday. Well, when you're faced with a complex problem or decision, and I'm sure you've had a few of them, it can be overwhelming. So break it down into smaller, more manageable pieces. This will make it easier to identify the areas where you need more information and allow you to focus on taking action in the areas where you do have the answers. My good friend would always say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Now, I'm not going to eat an elephant, but you know, just as kind of a saying would go, this is not taken literally, please. It's taken figuratively, so please do not send me all of those emails. I happen to love elephants. In fact, I would be in a safari if it wasn't so hot. But we'll leave that one for another episode. Yes, can you tell? I mean, life can be great. It's how you look at it. And that's what we're looking at here when we break things down. It's not about the whole picture all the time. Sometimes we have to look at it from a gnat's perspective. Like, seriously, that's all we can see. But guess what? Then that's what you do. And sometimes you can look at it from a hawk's perspective. And it's like, glorious, everything. You're like, this is beautiful. I can see detail and I can go down fast and I can actually get exactly what I want to eat and bring it up and I got it and I can go and wow. And then there's everything in between. Are you the gnat today or are you the hawk? Embrace the unknown. Break it down. Number three, research and learn. Take the time to do your research and learn as much as you can about the topic at hand, whatever you're trying to get through. It was funny. I walked in on my son, my youngest son, a couple days ago. We've got three of them in college now. One's in graduate school. Two of them are in college. One will almost, there's a middle one that will be almost in graduate school too. But I mean, we've got lots of moving parts. And so I walked into my youngest room and he's working on this project and he's sitting there on his knees going, I do not know what to do. I have done everything. I cannot get this program to download right. I need it for this project. I need to start working on it next week. And he was like digging in the trenches of comments of what people would say to solve the problem at hand. Sometimes we have to get into the nitty-gritty to find what we're looking for. We don't always like it. But we can do it, right? Talk to the experts, read books and articles, watch videos. I mean, come on, YouTube, it's flooded with stuff. I don't know what we would have done without YouTube now. Seriously. I mean, the craziest things are on there. It allows you what to gain more knowledge and understanding. And this will not only help you make more informed decisions, but it will also boost your confidence. And when you feel confident, no matter how small of a step you take, it feels like a giant step. Seriously, it's like the gnat again versus the hawk flying. Okay, yeah, I love those analogies today. All right, number four, seek help. Okay, let's be honest. When we don't know what to do, and we honestly can't figure it out ourselves, and we think we've done everything we can do, we're sitting there going, well, I know if I ask her, or if I go out and ask him, they're going to find it immediately and I'm going to feel like the gnat and not the hawk, right? Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Seek out the advice and guidance of others with more experience, right? Walk with the wise and become wise. You don't have to do it alone. So if you're sitting there struggling with, oh, I don't know, maybe you're trying to put a meal plan together for the week. And in all honesty, you've never done it, but you know this is an area that is just stressful to you. And if you could have that where 5 days of your 7 days a week are already decided, it would totally take a load off of you. And it would allow you just to give some breathing room, more space in your day, right? Because, I mean, come on, when you plan dinner, oh yeah, we all know. Doesn't matter if you have kids or not. Doesn't matter if you're eating alone. When you have to decide on what to eat, it's like going into the closet. I have nothing to wear. We'll leave that one too, though, for another episode. So seek help. Number 5, trust the process. Remember that success is rarely achieved overnight. Trust the process and be patient with yourself. It's weird. We can be patient with others, but we have a hard time being patient with ourselves. What you need to do is just keep moving forward, even if it's one small step at a time. Progress is progress, no matter how small. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This is your journey, my friend, that you're on. So trust the process. Number 6, focus on what you do know. Instead of getting bogged down by what you don't know, focus on what you do know. Draw on your strengths and past experiences to guide you forward. Sometimes it's in your sweet stories that you find the littlest answer to your biggest problem. So celebrate your success along the way, no matter how small they may seem. It's important. Let's say you're building your YouTube channel. For some reason, I'm on YouTube right now. So you're building a YouTube channel and you're looking at your subscribers. Your first subscriber was probably you or your spouse or a good friend. Maybe it was me. And so you have your first subscriber. With every one that clicks up, you're like, yes, yes, yes. Now, some people would say, well, that's not a big deal. It is when you started from zero. But you're like, yeah, but those who have millions, it's not a lot. But they too started at zero. So focus on what you do know, where you are. Celebrate your success along the way, no matter how small. And then finally, number 7, this is for those who are believers. You got to pray. I truly believe that. When you take time to pray, number 1, it settles you down. Now, I have been one who, and you probably have had this experience too, when you cry out to God and you're just like, I need you now. And you're just like raising your voice, even if you're not talking out loud, you know in your mind you're raising your voice, you're getting louder, and all of a sudden you're like, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. Why am I shouting at you? Let's calm myself. Yes, you know I'm mad and angry, or whatever it is that you're feeling at that moment in time. He gets all of it, right? And so it's really important. Prayer has a way of calming us and allowing us to really what? See what God wants us to see. See, sometimes we're moving too fast that we miss what's right in front of us. I was walking in another little town near us and hadn't ever been there before. And so I was walking on the sidewalk and I was looking up and taking pictures and just enjoying the view and the day. I mean, it was just gorgeous. And I'm standing by this huge, big ceramic pot that holds this massive tree in it. And it's not quite massive yet. They just recently replanted it. But there's this tree that's going to be massive soon. And I'm standing right there. And my husband's like, well, let's go. And I'm like, okay, well, of course, what am I doing? I'm looking up at the beautiful blue sky and the blooms that are starting to happen on the tree. And I'm looking at these old, old buildings. And all of a sudden I go, whoa, whoa. And I trip over this thing. I have no idea. It hits me right in the shin. Now understand, I'm walking on the sidewalk in the middle of this cute little town. And I'm thinking, what did I just run over with my own body? Now, this is all in a matter of milliseconds. So I stop, I catch myself without completely face planting, and I turn and I look down, and he's like, well, I tried to tell you, but you were too fast. I couldn't slow you down. And sure enough, I looked, and I kid you not, 10 to 12 inches out of the sidewalk stood this electrical box that you could actually plug into, industrial sized. And I literally hit it with my shin so hard. Oh my goodness. I was like, how could I have missed that? Well, how did I miss it? I was going too fast. And I couldn't see what was right in front of me. When you pray, it allows you to slow down. It allows God to come in and say, girl, I got you. Don't fret today. Leave it to me. Let me worry about the stuff. I got this. You need to take what you know and take that next step. Because you know what? There's going to be doors that are going to open and doors that are going to close. And when you are calm and in God's presence, you're going to be able to discern what you need at the moment you need it. So the challenge I have for you, where do you need to begin today? Are you the gnat? Are you the hawk? Are you the crazy person who's about ready to face plant on the sidewalk because she's moving way too fast? Or are you one who just says, you know what? I just need to stop. I know what my next step is, and I need to walk in confidence. What is that for you? That's where you begin today. So my prayer for you, my friend, may your actions continually pursue your passion in your pursuit of your purpose. This is your day to shine. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.